Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 79, featuring sound bites from UPRT 2013, the conference about applied linguistics. So it's now 8 o'clock,
yes.
Thursday evening, and tomorrow is the conference day. It's going to be your first conference in Hungary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know which talks you will want to go to?
Oh, yes. Yours, of course, and my professor's. Mm-hmm. She is in the last group.
Okay.
So in the third section.
Does she know you're here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Have you seen the program?
Yes.
So it's your first time in Hungary as well?
Yes, it is.
Any impressions?
I love it so far. It's really... feels like home.
So that was Matej Plejc and I talking in Széchenyi Square the evening before the conference. And then on Friday morning, the conference got underway. I chaired one of the morning sessions about university education, where the first speaker was Barócsi Stefka, who started her talk like this.
First, I will give a short summary of the rationale for the research. Second, I will focus on my empirical study. And in the final part, the main findings will be briefly outlined.
Matej was just asking me how we came here. So my colleague's husband drove us here because she said that she was going to drive us, and then he said, no, it's okay, I'll do that. So we've had the comfort of traveling.
And what you can hear now is already from the coffee break after the first session. Let's listen in.
Put these sounds together. I started last night, and I will continue up until tomorrow morning, like a pre-conference. The conference and the post-conference sound bites. So far, anyone having heard some interesting talk?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pildurza was one of them. It was really interesting. The Facebook and the internet, the online networking was really interesting.
The community
project. Online community was really interesting. The ones that we had with Marianne's article...
I think for me, possibly the highlight of the conference was the talk given by Menhei Zsófia about intercultural communication and the project, both the teaching and the research that she conducted about that. Let's listen to some parts of that.
It was challenging but doable, and many students actually referred to this aspect. They also liked the fact that they were made to think. This is one of my students' words. To think critically. They liked that they were challenged in this respect. So these are the positive points, but there were of course some negative points apart from the usual, it was too early in the morning. The first one of these was shown here, which was a very important finding, I think, is the problem of learner autonomy. Many students of mine said they had problems with this or that assignment because it was difficult to complete. But if you can see here the last line, it was hard to find a person for the interview. Now, I've already mentioned here that the class was fairly diverse in terms of cultural background. So I wouldn't say that this was the most difficult context for finding someone from a different culture. But some students had problems with this, which I think is a learner autonomy issue.
One nice thing about going to conferences is that you can meet up with colleagues that you have known for some time, as well as that you can meet new people. One of these people at this conference was Krunoslav Puškar, a PhD student from Croatia. Let's listen to what he said in the introduction to his talk about learner anxiety.
We mentioned something about it, so I'll just mention that to be made easier for me in a way, that foreign language anxiety is the feeling of tension associated with the language learning context. You know what that is, actually. And as you may have seen, it is one of the most well-documented psychological phenomena, and it was first proposed in the mid, only in the mid 1980s, so by Horvitz. But although it was much data before that, there wasn't much experience, much research in the university context.
And finally, one of the organizers, Nikolov Marian, had this to say at the closing of the conference.
I hope everyone who this year was a listener will turn into a speaker next time. And I wouldn't say anybody who spoke this year should just shut up. I didn't say that. If there is no other issue here, I wish you a pleasant year until our UZRT. And please don't hesitate to send your presentations so that we can share them. It would be great if many of them could be made available. And I hope to see the papers submitted for publication. We'll think hard of whose papers we accept, but you get some feedback for sure on your papers. Thank you very much. Safe journey. Enjoy your weekend and see you next year.
Thank you.
Listening to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics, featuring sound bites from the University of Page Roundtable Conference from 2013. And until next time, take care.